About That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season continues at MyBookie, and they're now offering a free $20 bet when you use the promo code SGP20. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP20, to get a free $20 bet with your first deposit. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. Lastly, we're brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
Just About That Action, boss.
Welcome, everyone, to About That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined alongside by my partner in picks and co-host, Mark Megatron Glass. How are you, Mark?
I'm locked. I'm loaded. I'm ready to roll.
Yep. Working on the weekend like usual. Another Sunday show.
Way off in the deep end like usual.
Yep. Everything going good with you? How was your week?
Pretty uneventful, not gonna lie.
Yeah,
didn't do a whole lot, but made a little bit of money.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Small amount of money.
Yeah, we first of all, I mean, let's address the elephant in the room. The Padres didn't do very well against the Dodgers.
As I anticipated.
Believe me, I'm more disappointed than you, whoever you are listening.
It's been a tough week for you then, huh?
It has been a tough week. And after the first game. After the first game, game one, when they lost, I was like, all right, you know, that's okay. We tried to play one of those pitchers I was talking about, Clevinger, but he literally only lasted one inning. He was still hurt. I was like, all right, maybe game two, we'll turn it around. We need to win game two probably, right? You don't want to go down 2-0. Lose game two, and then I was like, oh, man, this could get ugly. And we were just new pitcher every inning coming in, and ended up losing 12-3 in game three.
So it's not close at all.
The scoreline doesn't reflect how close the series was. Closer than it looks. When you look at it and you see a sweep, you're like, all right. But once we ran out of our pitchers, it was just...
It's pretty important.
It was donezo.
They had a jugs machine just shooting baseballs.
To jump into financial investing 101, how did we do with our baseball? How did we do with our EPL, since we had a couple of those picks from the week before that we needed to close out? We did pretty well from EPL, right?
There was a huge shocker. Aston Villa beat Liverpool 7-2.
Right.
The first time Liverpool's ever let up 7 goals.
Did you watch the highlights of that game?
Dude, that was insane. There were like 4 deflection
yeah,
goals.
Like they
and then
shooting.
One where the goalie just like passed it to the defender, mm-hmm. which was the first goal that really set the tone.
Yeah.
So honestly, 7-2 doesn't really
it doesn't.
Tell the whole story.
Just like the Dodgers and Padres.
I don't know about that. I mean, shout out to Aston Villa for, I mean, putting seven goals in is
past
no
Liverpool?
Easy task.
No, that's
yeah,
not
so
easy
I mean, they obviously deserve to win. 7-2 is a stretch scoreline. Either way, we got it wrong. Lost what should have been
Hand
the easiest
up.
$100 yep. of the week.
Hand up, we got it wrong.
But thankfully, we discussed it a little bit last week, but we had a big underdog play
mm-hmm.
taking the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
All said and done, the Premier League cashed out $268,
mm-hmm.
Which we both had the same picks. And then baseball were a little bit different. The Yankees lost their series, which I bet them to win, but I'm still kind of happy that they did, you know, the Boston roots. And the A's lost as well, which I'm pissed about because fuck the Astros. So that lost me in total $129 when
okay.
you factor in the series that I mm-hmm. that I won. So that puts me at a lifetime of plus $1,414. Still won about $130. Yeah, $130.
Yeah, you're hanging up
on
there.
The week, but
that's awesome.
Yeah, we're way up there right now. You were the one that told me I got to keep $1,000 in, and
that's right.
So I got about $414 to play around with.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm going
awesome.
For the PS5.
Yeah, I like
maybe
that.
This week I get it, and once I hit that like 1600
yes.
barrier, I'm getting a PS5.
Absolutely, that's a great goal. I support that fully. I ended up losing a little bit of money on baseball. You lost $129. I lost $56. We were both wrong in taking the in putting our money on the side of the Yankees. That was unfortunate when they lost their series to the Rays. And obviously, I had the Padres as
betting
big underdogs.
Betting with emotion.
Yep. Big underdogs to win that series. Yeah, that was a bummer. But I had the Astros as underdogs to win their series at like +110, I think it was. So that kind of brought me back to life a little bit, made the loss not too big of a loss, only losing $56. And I was on the same page as you with EPL. We won $268 from that. So now I'm up. I won $212 from the past week, up to $375 total.
Not bad.
And yeah, I mean, I've had quite the ups and downs. So
yeah, you've
I'll
been way any, up, way down.
I'll take any positive week I can. I'm cool with that. I have a bit of a surprise for you this week. A new segment to the show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna drop that bomb on me.
Yeah, I have a new segment that we can try out.
We're just gonna go right into it.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you about it because I wanted to get your genuine live reaction on air.
You're getting it
for people to enjoy. So you've known me a while. You know I worked for a little while on a talk show.
Correct.
A TV talk show. It's kind of like a secret little dream of mine to one day be a talk show host. That's kind of why I have a radio show now. It's a good start, you know, starting podcast. Maybe one day
I'll be good for it. You're a very conversational guy.
Thank you. I feel like I give a decent interview. And I was like, all right, well, one day that's a little dream. So sometimes, you know, you write a few jokes and they're just kind of sitting in your jokes folder, your notes on your iPhone. So I've got some jokes for you to enjoy this past week of sports. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna read them to you, and you can laugh if you want. You can be quiet if you want. Some are better than others, but I got a little background music I'm gonna play. So just take this ride with me, Mark.
I feel like I need like a cigar and a glass of wine.
In Game 5 of the 2020 NBA Finals, did you watch that game?
Of course.
Miami Heat upset the Lakers to cut the series deficit to 1. After Danny Green missed an open 3 to win the trophy, the series will be pushed to Game 6 on Sunday. The result of Game 5 is actually the same reason LeBron James never attended university. You know why that is?
Why?
He struggles with his finals, Mark. On Thursday Night Football last week, the Chicago Bears scored a 20-19 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Some speculate Tom Brady, the Bucks, may have lost count of the downs as they were on their final drive. Did you
see that? I
already
heard about that, yeah.
When asked how he felt about the tough loss, Brady said, deflated. We came out flat today. We got to make sure we're pumped up for next week. The Houston Astros shocked many by beating a steady Oakland Athletics team in their Game 5 series. After a shaky season, many baseball experts and handicappers alike aren't sure what to expect in their upcoming series against the Rays. After all, it is hard to expect what's coming in 2020, right? The Astros would know better than anyone else. The San Diego Padres and their dirt brown uniforms were swept by the Dodgers.
Wait, time out. The Astros one just clicked. That's good.
Took you a while?
I gave you like a sympathy laugh. I was like, okay.
You're going to get it.
Like 5 seconds later,
all
I was
right,
like, that was good.
All right, good, good. Woo. The San Diego Padres and their dirt brown uniforms were swept by the Dodgers in their series matchup. After a 12-3 rout in Game 3, the San Diego Fathers looked more like the San Diego Orphans. They couldn't find home.
God, that's terrible.
Yesterday, on UFC Fight Island, Joaquin Buckley, did you see this? Joaquin Buckley.
No, I did not.
He landed a spinning heel kick to the face of Impa Kasanganai in one of the most viral knockouts of the year. Now, it is UFC protocol to check with someone who's just been knocked out and ask them to recite their name. When asked to recite his name, Impa Kasanganai said, and they say, yeah, he's probably fine. That's close enough. And that was your Monday monologue on About That Action.
Give him a round of applause.
Thanks, everybody.
Dude, that was really good.
Thank
Holy
you.
Holy shit.
Thank you very much.
That was way better than I was anticipating. I was like, oh my God, what if these aren't funny at all?
Yeah, there's a chance. We'll see how they're received.
Dude, that was great.
If they're well received, if we get some, you know, positive reviews, some new subscribers, maybe that can be something that makes
a comeback.
Got you.
Those were all original.
Yeah, all straight from the dome. You
see,
like that?
You know how to write jokes?
Yeah, you know how I've done improv back in my days.
Yeah,
I've
you're got, a huge
I know
improv
how,
guy.
I know how a joke works, yes. And that's like a fun
So there's like a dynamic to like how to make it.
Yeah, I could teach you. Maybe we could do the segment together.
What's
sometime.
Like the number one, if someone wants to write a joke, this is actually a good thing to talk about, right?
Okay.
Because in all elements of social relationships, whether that's with friendships, I don't know, family, girlfriends,
right.
boyfriends, whatever, humor is so key.
Yeah. It's universal.
And there's just a lot of people out there. I think I'm blessed. I think
I
think you're blessed too.
Thank you.
We have different kinds of humor, but we're both naturally funny guys.
Okay.
I think like I've been told that many times. I'm sure you have as well.
Yeah. Sure.
But there's some people out there that are just not funny.
No, it's true.
And they want to be.
And so you want us to teach them how to be funny? Is that
yeah,
what you're saying?
So maybe they don't have like the natural like sharpness to respond to a situation in a witty
right.
way.
So they can prepare.
Or to create like a cultural reference that's funny. So
right.
maybe they just got to have a couple jokes in their arsenal.
That's what the Monday monologue is for. When you finish that week of sports, you tune in to About That Action on Monday morning, right? Before you go to work.
Yes.
Then you're at the water cooler with your, you know, coworker and you've got a joke. You don't need to give
oh
me any
God.
Credit.
Especially because
you just tell them that joke,
and we're a new show,
right?
Right?
No one knows.
Yeah, I mean,
we're fine.
In a few weeks from now, when we have millions
yeah,
of listeners,
it
it's out the window.
Different.
So use them now.
Use them now while you can.
So what's the one piece of advice if I want to write my own joke?
Sure.
Where do I start?
Well, the basic formula of a joke is literally just shattering an expectation. The listener is expecting something, and it gets changed to something completely different. That's all a joke is in its simplest form. It is just simply taking something that the listener is expecting. And doing it, making a switch.
So like I was expecting something not funny and then I got something funny, so it was hilarious.
Or in some of these cases, though, it's just like a clever like wordplay or pun. I try to have a couple each different types, you know, to
yeah, those
get a little variety.
Yeah, those were great. Kyle was a huge improv guy.
Yeah. Was? I mean, I'm going to keep
Maybe
doing it.
Maybe you still are. Yeah.
After COVID, I look forward to going back and joining
right
a
now.
Troupe in LA or something like that. Anyway. That was Monday Monologue. That's what I decided to call it. Is that a good name for it, or should we call it something else?
I love it. If you
Monday
can bring
monologue.
Those back every week,
right.
I would be totally
right.
here for it because
okay.
A, it's hilarious, and
Thanks.
B, like I just get to sit here and laugh. I don't have to actually
yeah,
do anything.
Yeah, it's easy for you.
Exactly.
Definitely.
It seems like a win-win.
Appreciate the positive feedback. What we're going to do this week in terms of our picks and our sports betting, it's a tough week. There's a lot of different leagues closing out their seasons and different scheduling going on. So what we decided to do,
I'm still laughing at the Astros joke, dude. That's hilarious. Keep going without me.
Okay. We decided that we would make our picks for Monday Night Football between the Chargers and the Saints. And then we'd also move along with our baseball picks and because there's, you know, four teams left in those playoffs. So we'll make our series predictions for the Braves versus the Dodgers and the Astros versus the Rays. Sound good to you?
Yeah, sounds good. Baseball 2 weeks in a row. I never would have thought.
Never would have thought. Well, we figured, yeah, we're not going to do it again for a while after this week because next week we're going to be doing that big UFC fight between Justin Gaethje and Khabib Nurmagomedov, so that'll be good. So, yeah, we're going to close out our baseball this week for a while, I hope.
Yeah, I would love that.
Cool. Monday Night Football Chargers are a plus 300 underdog taking on the Saints, who are a minus 360 favorite. The spread is 7.5 points. Your initial thoughts on this Monday Night Football matchup?
Initial thought, I want to take the Saints, and I want to take them to cover at -7.5.
You're not impressed with what the Chargers have put together so far this season? I feel like they've... I know the record's 1-3, and that's not good, but they've had some decent performances with a rookie quarterback that a lot of people didn't expect, right?
I don't know.
That Justin Herbert guy is legit.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a reason why he was such a high draft pick. He's got all the physical elements that you want to see in a quarterback.
Mm.
He's got the vision. Does he have the experience? I don't know. It's tough for me to trust a rookie quarterback given the current situation
with
everything going on.
They actually So Tyrod Taylor, right, the veteran who was initially starting the season before his lung was punctured.
Got stabbed in the heart by the doctor, yeah.
that guy actually is healthy to make his comeback, but word came out this week that they're actually going to start Herbert instead.
Yep.
And some people are like upset about that. They're like, oh, that's not fair. Like, that's, this guy gets hurt by a team doctor and now he loses his starting position. What do you think about that? You think that's fair?
I think it's super interesting.
Is that just how it goes?
I wonder if there's like, what could be the legal / financial ramifications of that? Because think if you're Tyrod Taylor, right?
That's a good point.
The difference in the amount of money you would earn, in whether that's in your future contracts or in, I don't know how his contract is structured with incentives that are like likely to be earned, not likely to be earned, or however it's structured. But now he's not playing at no fault of his own. Like, the team doctor literally put a needle into his lung. Right, for like something that is a very standard procedure.
Yeah, and it was like for like some rib pain, right?
Broken ribs or something. And they like pierced the...
So bad.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to act like I just need... punctured his lung, so now he can't play. And now he's... That gave the window of opportunity to Justin Herbert, who's now taking over the spot. Now, granted, you would think that Herbert was going to take the spot over eventually. But like you said, the Chargers hadn't looked bad.
Right.
I mean, they were the Chargers. They were doing some good things and getting really unlucky, right?
That's how they roll.
That's just how the Chargers work. And I don't know. I think it would be interesting. I mean, Tyrod Taylor and his representation hasn't spoken on this, but just to see, like, because he's going to lose a good amount of money because of this.
That's a very interesting point that I hadn't considered. That is like, you see his side of the story. Like, you understand where he's coming from if he makes the argument or decides to make the argument, hey, I was taken out of the starting role. Wasn't my fault. It was the team's fault.
Yeah, because he was never going to be a long-term guy either. And he's kind of had the misfortune of, he's a good quarterback, great athlete. Like, he's got a huge arm, but he's just had the misfortune of not being really in good scenarios. So in good teams. So he's kind of bounced around a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, they drafted Justin Herbert with the 5th pick of the draft. He was never going to be the long-term solution there. He was always going to be looking to get a new contract somewhere else where he can be the starter. I'm assuming that's what he wants to do. He's a professional athlete, competitor. And now you're seeing like guys that are having like very limited amount of reps, like Teddy Bridgewater, for example. This past year, guy played like nothing after getting his knee taken off of his body, basically. And he got a huge contract. And you're seeing that happen. And that's happened a bunch. Like, back in the day, it was like Brock Osweiler had that happen to him too. So Tyrod Taylor, I'm assuming, was hoping to be one of those guys where he's getting those reps in. Eventually, maybe Justin Herbert takes over once he's more acclimated because of the lack of reps he's gotten as a result of coronavirus and shutdowns.
Right.
And then he's looking to make his $15, $20 million a year somewhere else. That's not going to happen.
That's how it's all come down to be. And it's definitely interesting. Looking at this game, considering Herbert will be the starter, I'm interested in the spread of 7.5 points. Let me tell you why. The Chargers, I'm going to take you through their first four games of the season here, okay? They lose, or they beat the Bengals by 3 in the first week when that guy on the Bengals missed the field goal and it was hilarious. Then they take the Chiefs to overtime in that thrilling game where no one expected them to have a chance. They took them to overtime, lost by a field goal. So then they go and lose to the Panthers, which was a bummer, but they lost 21-16. Then they lose to the Buccaneers by a touchdown. All of these losses are within a 7.5 point margin, Mark. So I'm going to take the Chargers plus 7.5 on the spread to cover it and lose a close game to the Saints. Because if they can do it to the Chiefs, maybe they can do it to the Saints. Maybe they keep this game close, and hopefully they cover the spread. That's my pick for this one.
Yeah, you're betting on history.
Yeah.
You're thinking
history's
going to
repeat. Betting
on the numbers. That's fair. I think there's arguments to be made on both sides. I just think the Saints are so overpowering. I really don't have any like specific logic that I'm going to give you other than I think the Saints are going to win by 8 points or more. Simple as that.
Yeah, they're a little bit like... They're really good when they're on fire, and then they're like, they can be a little bit inconsistent. I mean, if you think about it, they beat the Bucs week one. They lose to the Raiders week two, that in the home opening of the stadium in Las Vegas. Then they lose to the Packers, but there's no shame in that. You can't blame them for that.
Right.
And then they beat the Lions. So, yes, they beat the teams that they should beat, you would think, other than maybe the Raiders, but that was a special scenario. So, yeah, I expect the
They've
Saints
been without
to win
Michael
this game.
Thomas. He might come back. They
That's
don't know
a
yet.
Good point.
They don't know yet.
That's a good point. I expect the Saints to win this game, but I'm going to take the Chargers at plus 7.5. And you're going to take the Saints money line. You're going to take a minus 7.5.
Yeah, they also don't have the home field advantage. I mean, that they normally do. That's right. Usually the loudest stadium in the league by like a lot.
Yeah, that place is crazy. I'd love to go there one day. That looks awesome. Okay, those are our picks for Monday Night Football.
You got to put them in now. Right, this is coming out on Monday.
That's right. Yeah, you gotta hurry. Gotta get to the book quick. Get to mybookie.ag fast. Get that money down. Before we jump over to baseball playoffs, I have to do all the ad reads.
Yep. If you recall from last week, that wrapped up quick. I thought that was gonna be like maybe a more long term thing. The baseball season's just coming and going.
Yeah,
which I love.
They literally lost. It was 3 days in a row. So I had to go to my TV every single day, 3 days in a row, and watch the Padres lose to the Dodgers.
Yeah. So as a result, Kyle will be taking over the ad reads for this entire episode. That's why in the intro you heard him and not me.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly healthy. I'm perfectly capable.
Yeah.
But a bet's a bet.
You sit back. You relax. As I tell our listeners about mybookie.ag.
That's much better. Much better. I'm going to sit back here.
Relax. At mybookie, winning season means the NFL is in full swing, and it's your chance to win big. There's no sweeter feeling than watching your team storm back in the fourth to win the game and put cash in your pocket. Whether you're a first-time player, a veteran to the game, taking underdogs, or siding with the faves, the fact is there won't be a better time to get in on the action. Join us now using the promo code SGP20, and you can grab a free $20 wager with your first deposit to bet on anything in the sportsbook. That's right. MyBookie is giving you the chance to make your first bet ever a winning one, and it's on the house. NFL action, NBA finals, MLB playoffs. That's winning season, baby. And it begins today, exclusively at MyBookie. One down. Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top-tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. That's right. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and has awarded over $1,600,000 in cash prizes. Use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you will receive an instant match up to $50 with your first deposit. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today, and don't forget that promo code SGP. Ever thought of starting your own sportsbook but don't know how? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace is offering live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
Beautifully done.
Thank you. You had a nice relaxing little 2 minutes there.
Yep.
Got a sip of water.
Caught up on some text messages. lubricated the esophagus.
There you go. Yep. Sip of water, always good. Let's go ahead and jump into some baseball playoff action. Which one do you want to start with? Want to start with American League, National League?
Yeah, but we got a game tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
There's a game. Is there a game tonight?
Yeah, there's a game today as well.
Yeah, so we can't give you that one. But
we can't give you that one. Maybe we'll start with the AL then. We'll start with the Houston Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays. Wow. Houston Astros, the villain story continues.
You wanted that.
Like I talked about, the villain story continues. We'll go ahead and give the lines for this one here. Astros are a plus 165 underdog to win the series. The Rays are a minus 190 series favorite. Your first thoughts on this one?
Think about the Rays, man. They're built well for this format, which I spoke about last week, meaning that I have no clue what that means, but that's what I was told. But apparently he was right.
Yeah, he was right.
The Rays looked great against the Yankees. Apparently that guy was right.
For this format, the Rays look great.
I should have asked him what he thought for this series. So he's going to go off.
He'd probably say the Rays look good for this format.
Nothing's changed, has it? Right.
I don't think so.
I like the Rays at minus 190. I feel like it's pretty close, and I don't want to root for the Astros. I don't want a monetary incentive to root for the Astros.
I understand
that. I know that you're willing to sell out like that, but I'm not.
I am. And I will. I am and I will.
Astros yes, back to the World
yes,
Series.
I am.
Can you imagine
yes,
if the
am.
Astros went back to the World Series
yes,
after all
yes,
that's happened?
Yes, I'm going to take the Astros plus 165 to win this series. Oh, man. There's just they've got that fire in their belly. They're pissed, man. They've been thrown at all year. They've been hissed at. They've been ridiculed on social media.
Rightly so.
They're mad, and they're literally here to just rub it in everyone's face and get to the World Series again. And if they here's the incentive for the Astros. If they win the World Series this year, now it actually legitimizes their last World Series win because it didn't need to cheat in a way, right? So it's like, hey, we can beat you cheating or not cheating. It doesn't matter. Now we like are actually legitimized as two-time or back-to-back winners. So
I can see the logic there. I don't think people would agree with that. You know, like I feel like
I'm just saying from a perspective of motivating yourself to play. That's probably what the Astros are thinking. Hey,
it's like Barry,
people hate
it's like
us.
Barry Bonds took steroids, right? And he hit like 750 something home runs. It's like
right.
He didn't hit all of them. It's like, yeah, he didn't use steroids the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He still can hit home runs.
I get what you're saying.
But you couldn't do it as much. And, you know.
That's a good example. That's
I think
fair.
That's kind of what comes to mind for me. I love Barry Bonds. I chose right. my soccer number in college after Barry Bonds.
Wow.
I was number 25.
That's awful.
But yeah. But sucks. I get the logic.
They're embracing their role as the villains is what I'm trying to say. They're embracing it and they're almost like liking. They're
but
liking
I'm saying
that role.
It's this narrative that I said it last week. It just doesn't make sense to me. Is that like you phrased it now? You said like they've been ridiculed. They've been spat. Yeah, but like that. You're saying that like they shouldn't have.
Yeah,
been.
You're right.
It's like I was.
It's deserving.
I don't want to get political, and I'm not going to offer a political opinion here.
Okay.
But I was watching the vice presidential debate, mm-hmm. right? And Mike Pence kept saying he's like Joe Biden wants to get rid of fracking. Like if you get rid of and he's going to get rid of fossil fuels. And they were passing it off like that was like an abnormal idea. Like we've been trying to get rid of fossil fuels for like ever.
Yeah.
Like, fossil fuels are so bad for the environment.
Right.
But like I said, I don't want to offer an opinion, but I'm saying like that was a bad thing that's phrased like it's
I
just
see,
a normal
I see what
thing.
You're saying. Yeah, yeah. That's
so now
a good
we're hearing
example.
Like, oh, the Astros, like everyone's so mean to them. It's them against the world. Yeah. But they did that to themselves. So I can't feel bad.
I understand
I'm not going to give into that storyline.
The Rays didn't necessarily look like the nicest guys in the world. Did you see the videos of them celebrating their win against the Yankees? They actually went out onto the field after the win and they were like dancing and like drinking champagne and they had cigars, you know, like they typically do, but they were playing Frank Sinatra's New York, New York and like Empire State of Mind. Like they're playing that like on speakers.
That's
and
funny.
We're dancing to it after
That's
they
funny.
Beat the Yankees.
I think personally if you win fair and square, if you win fair and square,
you can do that.
You should just be able to do whatever you want.
And they did. So that's fair, I guess. Yeah, they're coming in as hefty favorites. People still think the Astros train is going to stop. I'll be honest. I love the story still. I love the story even more imagining them facing the Dodgers, who they knocked out the next round. That just or in the World Series. That would be like that'd be amazing, right? That'd
yeah.
be incredible. So.
I think that was a couple years ago. The Astros
yeah,
beat
two
them,
years
right?
ago.
Yeah, that would right. be fantastic. What is it about the Astros that they because they weren't like. That great during the regular season, right?
Yeah, but baseball's so like mental. It's so form. It's you're in form or you're out of form. You know what I mean? It's slump or no slump. I just feel like it's very hard to say, you know, F you and have a great season when it's the, you know, the format that it is and the type of season that it is and no fans, all this. Yeah, they had a crappy season, but the talent is there. They're the same guys who went on and, you know, won the World Series.
Without knowing what pitches are
being
thrown.
Yeah, but they are talented regardless. The fact that they can knock out in that last round and continue on here, like, that's huge. Like, they have the talent to do it. They have the guys who have the experience. I think they get it done again.
Okay.
I think they beat
yeah.
the Rays.
Keep going for it. So you're taking the Astros at plus 165.
Plus 165.
And I'm taking the Rays at minus 190.
Right. Over to the NL, Braves and Dodgers. Braves are a plus 195 underdog. Your Los Angeles Dodgers, your future bet, not to mention, a minus 230 series favorite. I'm guessing you're going to stick to the you know the biggest favorites here to win the World
yeah,
Series.
Yeah, definitely doubling down. I also want to phrase my Los Angeles Dodgers.
I'm just saying because you picked them as
yeah,
your
I don't
future.
Want that to get construed as all me right, being a right. Dodger fan because
okay,
I have no allegiance to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
But yeah, I everyone was telling me like the Dodgers look so good, like they're clearly the best team in baseball, which to me, I don't know how to evaluate that, just wins and losses, because my opinion, baseball is an individual sport disguised as a team sport. It's a bunch of individual moments, unless you're like turning a double play or something like that, which like I think baseball is an individual sport. So it's kind of like you said, all the players got to be clicking at the right time. And I guess the Dodgers are just clicking all the time, all the players all the time.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Yeah. But I understood through that series just how good the Dodgers were.
They're also just so deep, and their pitching is so deep. It's everything about, they're just, they, you can't point to one thing.
But they
and
need
be
a
like,
closer. I heard they need a closer.
Yeah, they have a decent closer, but you can't really point to one thing like you're trying to. You can't really point to one thing and be like, that's their weakness. Like they're just so well-rounded. They're so deep in every type.
I'm going to stick with the Dodgers. I took them to win the World Series before the playoffs started. I think that was like plus 160 or something. I think they're still at that line.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to take them again to win this series at minus 230. I like the Braves.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, we talked about the Braves.
My parents met in Atlanta.
Oh, that's
I think I mentioned that last
week. Yeah, I think so. That's cute. They crushed the Marlins, but the Marlins shouldn't have really been there, if we're being honest. They took care of the Marlins. They took care of business. Props to them. They're a good team. I think this will be a good series, but it's too hard to bet against the Dodgers right now. It's just, I can't do it either. I'll side with you. I'll take the Dodgers.
We got a money line. We got a money line Monday night.
Oh, what do you got?
That's the night that this airs. Dodgers are minus 155
on the money line.
Yeah, in game one.
Who's throwing game one?
Walker Buehler versus Max Fried.
Oh, Max Fried.
Yeah,
our boy.
Our friend's older brother.
That's right.
I just don't think he's going to win the game, but it'd be nice if he won. That'd be cool.
Honestly, minus 155 is not bad to get the Dodgers and get Walker Buehler. You know, like that's a pretty... I'm gonna have to play that tonight.
Yeah, wasn't Walker Buehler like the best pitcher in baseball?
Yeah, he's an absolute stud. So to get him at a price that's, you know...
Yeah, minus 155.
Under minus 200, that's worth it. In my
eyes. Did you say you're taking the Dodgers to win the series?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm with you there. I'm on board for that one. So I'm
just no allegiance to the Padres.
I'm picturing, well, you know, it is what it is. The Padres, you know, next few years, watch out. You heard it here first.
So if the Dodgers...
My plus 600 future, though, on the Padres is...
That's already gone.
Is dead.
That's
a bummer.
Already paid your due if you're in the Adder.
Yeah.
So if the Dodgers and... The
Astros
make the World Series. What do you see happening?
That's my dream.
Are you willing to take the Astros at plus 425 to win the World Series
as a future?
Right now. Right here, right now.
No, I'm not willing to do that. Here's why. The Dodgers will win this World Series. They might face the Astros, but they'll do the justice, you know. They'll beat the Astros in the World Series. That's my prediction.
Okay. So you're just jumping.
Justice will be served.
You're jumping Padres winning the World Series straight over to the rival.
Because that was my point. If the Padres could get past the Dodgers, then I liked all their matchups. But because they did not get past the Dodgers, I like all the Dodgers matchups. I think the rest of the way is easy to get through for the Dodgers now. I think they take care of the Braves. I think they take care of the Astros or the Rays, whoever they face. I think they're the next World Series champions.
And then we never have to speak about baseball again.
And then we can...
Until
then
April.
We move on.
Although, yeah. The baseball episode from last week was killing it.
Yeah, it was.
The fans were responding
to that. Our listeners are just killing it, really. Like, we're doing great. Thank you all. Good stuff.
Yeah, we got to do... We're coming up on 10,000 downloads, actually.
That's awesome.
We'll do that. It'll happen. Like, it might have already happened, but we won't know until the end of the month. Something special for that.
Yeah, we do. We'll think about that. We'll have to brainstorm. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, UFC next week. We're going to talk some UFC. You're going to have to call in, so I might have to pull in a co-host.
I'm going to be in San Francisco for next week's recording. I'll be out of town.
Any listeners want to meet up with Mark, you let us know.
Yeah, like, you want to do a
grab a beer with Mark.
San Francisco.
A fan meet and greet.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
But, yeah, you're going to be out for next show. We'll have you call in or something, but I'll have to figure that out like I do with everything else. So I'll take care of it. You don't worry about it. You sit back, relax, enjoy your little vacation or whatever you got going on. Any last words for our listeners as they go enjoy this week of sports?
I want to say this. Really enjoy this week of sports.
Okay.
Like, you said it too casually.
This is cool. Yeah.
Sports are winding down.
Mm-hmm.
After this.
This is the golden era. It has been the golden era
of sports. Right now you've got football,
mm-hmm.
college and NFL, mm-hmm. which we got to talk about a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
We got basketball. Will it wrap up tonight? At time of recording, it's not over.
Right.
Baseball, World Series. After, like, soon it's only going to be football.
Right.
So you,
enjoy the last week of what has been literally a golden era of having all the sports on at the same time. I mean, obviously, it's not worth
that's
the
rare. That'll never happen
again. But that'll never happen again. So enjoy the last week of being able to literally watch a sport, a different sport on TV literally every night, or having multiple games on at the same time, because that's just, it's a sports bettor's dream. So enjoy this week.